based on cry and girls are weak. Such stereotypes can have a significant impact on our happiness.
We are Julian and Julia, and we are going to tell you how those stereotypes affected our well-being. I am 27 years old now, and gender stereotypes have always affected me, though things have changed in the last few years.
So, things were different when you grew up?
Yes, absolutely. I began struggling with my gender identity when I was only about 13 years old. In the village I lived in, it was completely okay to call somebody a faggot, dyke or tranny. I dreaded going to the bus station because I knew it was going to be a 20-minute ride of being verbally abused. Secondary school was the worst time of my life because I did not fit in. I got used to being called those mean things and even started to believe it was justified. To this day, I am still hesitant to make eye contact with people I don't know too well, thinking they'll laugh about me.
Of course, nobody deserves to be treated like this. What do you think is the biggest difference from today?
There wasn't much of an awareness of political correctness or public gender discourse. Even though social media began to gain influence, the main goal for gender non-conforming individuals was to pass as straight and cis. Nobody wanted to stick out, and that felt pretty lonely.
Yes, a lot has changed since then. There is a bigger awareness of gender issues. Can you feel this having a direct influence on happiness?
Yes, absolutely. Many people, including celebrities, come out as trans or non-binary. Representation and visibility create the feeling of community. While I still struggle with being open about my identity, Gen Z seems to be more cool and aware about those problems. Bullying is still a thing, but there are much more resources and support now.
Some people think that gender roles are being blurred. Do you agree?
Yes and no. Even some cis people are tired of being restricted by norms. Being able to openly express yourself without having your identity or sexuality invalidated can definitely lead to a sense of gender euphoria. But how about you? Society can be very cruel to girls and women simply trying to enjoy their lives.
Yeah, that is true. Society teaches children that they have to like or dislike certain things. When I was in kindergarten, I would frequently hear from other kids that blue is a boy's color and that I should therefore pick pink.
Yes, this is a very classic example. Do you still feel like your choices are being policed based on your gender?
Definitely. For example, women should not wear something too unique or revealing. We should dress modestly, because it may otherwise tempt men. Whenever a woman talks about getting harassed, she is asked what she wore that day, that she should have worn something else, or that she was asking for it, because of her clothes.
Misogyny is omnipresent. Did anything like that ever happen to you?
Not exactly, but there is a story which haunts me to this day. When I was about 15 years old, my friends and I wanted to test out our new skateboards. While waiting for my friends, this old man came up to me and asked where he could get a board like that. Thinking it was pretty cool that someone noticed my new board, I told him where I got it. But then he asked, "Okay, but where can I buy someone like you?" I didn't really know what to say or what to do.
I am so sorry this happened to you. What did your friends say?
Honestly, I do not remember. I was probably too embarrassed to talk about it. I mean, even when I think about it today, why would a grown man say something like that to a child?
Has this affected how you act in public?
I've been coloring my hair into crazy colors since 6th grade, so I was used to getting weird looks and comments. But this was different. I was never very extroverted around strangers, but after talking to this old man, I have been feeling even more uncomfortable around people I don't know.
As both our stories show, gender stereotypes and expectations have an impact on everybody, regardless of gender. We sacrifice our own happiness just to fit in. Anyway, do you think our individual behavior can make a difference? I certainly do.
Yeah, I do too. Changing society is impossible on your own, but changing ourselves first is a great start.
Because everybody has the duty to fight for a better future. You only have this life to live. Don't waste it trying to please society. So, thank you for listening to our stories. Be proud of yourself.
And be nice to each other.